Hello and welcome again to Not Just a Raindao podcast. Today, Catherine is as usual with you and we are going deep into the next uncovered topic. I hope you enjoy my project and please, share my podcast with your friends. It will help me to discover new topics about LGBTQ+ society. Okay. Let's start. It's almost become a given that lesbian films end with waterworks and a sad ending. To be honest, a lot of them do. Whether it's one character having to say goodbye or, yeah, dying, it can feel like the WLW characters of cinema never get to live happily ever after. But that's not always the case. There's a lot of queer joy to be found on the big, or small, screen. Still don't believe me? Here are 15 films with queer women who get their happy endings. Number 1. Booksmart. 2019. Olivia Wilde's debut movie is all about two nerdy besties, Molly, Beanie Feldstein, who is openly LGBTQ, and Amy, Caitlin Dever, as they try to make their last year of high school the coolest ever. Molly tries to get Amy to kiss her crush, Ryan, who is also a girl. The movie was praised for its depiction of Amy's queerness, and it's really a story about the love between Molly and Amy. Amy is totally secure in her identity as a lesbian. Number 2. Fear Street Trilogy. 2021. This wickedly awesome three-part tribute to the slasher genre follows the creepy curse that's been haunting Shadyside for centuries. Plus, it's a badass lesbian love story spanning many generations. Number 3. Shiva Baby. 2020. Danielle. Rachel Sennott was caught in a real bind when she showed up at a Jewish funeral service with her parents. To her surprise, both her sugar daddy and ex-girlfriend Maya, Molly Gordon, had come along too. Number 4. Happiest Season. 2020. Abby's first holiday season with her partner Harper brings out the true strength of their relationship when it's tested by the complicated familial dynamics. With the family believing Abby to be just Harper's straight daughter's friend, Abby must navigate the stressful event of meeting the family while Harper is not ready to come out yet. As an extra cherry on top, Aubrey Plaza makes an appearance in some perfectly tailored suits and takes all the scenes away. Number 5. The Handmaiden. 2016. Set in 1930s Korea, Fingersmith by Sarah Waters takes on a new adaptation, moving the story to a thrilling queer Victorian era. Suki, a thief, is hired as a handmaiden to the Japanese heiress, Lady Hideko. Kim Min-hee, in a conniving plan to take advantage of her. However, Suki soon discovers her own feelings for the heiress in this romantic, beautiful, and tantalizing movie. Number 6. San Junipero, Black Mirror. 2016. Black Mirror is infamous for not having the most joyous endings, but there is one incredible exception to that rule: San Junipero, Season 3, Episode 4. Two ladies, Yorkie, Mackenzie Davis, and Kelly Gugu Mbatara, meet up in a peculiar yet fantastic beach town called San Junipero. An indescribable connection is made between them, but that doesn't come without complications, which is only natural for a show like Black Mirror. Number 7. Carol. 2015. Based on Patricia Highsmith's acclaimed lesbian novel The Price of Salt, this romantic drama follows the passionate relationship between Therese Rooney Mara and the married, older Carol Kate Blanchett in 1950s New York. The two embark on a glamorous and heartbreaking journey of love and discovery. Number 8. Kiss Me. 2011. When Mia and Frida first met, it was an instant connection. Despite the fact that Mia was already betrothed, they were drawn to each other, that is, until they realized that Frida was the daughter of Mia's future stepmother. Needless to say, their relationship was complicated by this obstacle. Number 9. Imagine Me and You. 2005. Rachel is all set to marry her longtime beau, when suddenly she meets a florist, Luce, and her world is turned upside down. For the first time, Rachel is experiencing the feelings of love for another woman and must now make the difficult choice between what she thought she wanted and what her heart truly desires. Number 10. Saving Face, 2004. Will, a Chinese-American lesbian surgeon, was taken aback when her mother, Joan Chen, suddenly showed up pregnant and unmarried. Will now faced the challenge of helping her mother, while dealing with her romantic feelings towards Vivian, the beautiful dancer daughter of her boss. Number 11. Better Than Chocolate, 1999. Maggie is living the life she's always dreamed of in Vancouver, Canada. She's got a job at a queer bookstore, loves spending time at the local drag bar, and is even developing a romance with Kim, Christina Cox. But her perfect life is thrown off track when her mother and brother, who have no clue she's queer, surprise her by showing up at her house, ready to move in. Number 12. But I'm a Cheerleader, 1999. This fun and romantic film takes place in an unexpected location, a conversion camp. Megan, Natasha Lyonne, finds it hard to believe that her parents would send her away in order to convert her from being a lesbian. However, the camp offers a surprising love connection when she meets fellow camper Graham, Clea Duval. Number 13. Bound, 1996. Before the Wachowski sisters took the world by storm with The Matrix, they were already the darlings of lesbian cinema thanks to this steam noir thriller in which ex-con handywoman Corky, Gina Gershon, begins an affair with local gangster Mal Violet, Jennifer Tilly, which leads to a plot to steal mob money and head out on the run. Number 14. The Incredibly True Adventure of Two Girls in Love, 1995. Randy and Evie couldn't appear to have less in common. Randy is an out lesbian whose family isn't doing so well in terms of finances, while Evie is wealthy, popular, and has a boyfriend. Nonetheless, when it comes to matters of the heart, this lighthearted rom-com knows no bounds. Number 15. Desert Hearts, 1985. This beautiful, timeless love story follows Vivian Bell, Helen Shaver, as she finds affection in an unlikely place with Kay Rivers, Patricia Charbonneau, while she awaits a divorce in Nevada. It's time to finish. Please, share Not Just a Rainbow with your friends and ask them to subscribe for new episodes. All listeners are important to me, and I appreciate your interest and time. The next episode will cover a very hot topic, I swear. Good luck, guys, and take care. Bye-bye.